Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now, let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're reflecting on 2022 in view of 2023 and asking the question, what should we do and how should we respond? And I'm saying very clearly, very forthrightly, that we need to have the faith to keep standing in 2023. In fact, in Psalms 146 and verse 3, the Bible challenges us, cautions us, put not your trust in the princes, nor in the sons of man, in whom there is no help. We are in a position today, ladies and gentlemen, there is a division, not just between parties, but within the parties. There's a battle taking place in Washington now. Kevin McCarthy wants to be Speaker of the House. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, I've said for quite some time now, Kevin McCarthy is a rhino, and I want you to understand, I'm not for Kevin McCarthy being Speaker of the House. He may wind up being Speaker of the House, but I'm not for that. He is one of the major, may I say again, major causes of the stumbling and the falling around during the Trump administration that prevented President Trump from being to effectuate the changes that he wanted to change in the draining of the swamp in D.C., It was Kevin McCarthy behind the scenes and several others. But Kevin McCarthy, ladies and gentlemen, is not a conservative. Kevin McCarthy is not where the average Christian is today in the conservative nature of where we think the political leaders should take us and carry us. I believe Steve Scalise would be a good choice for a Speaker of the House, but certainly not Kevin McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy is trying to negotiate behind the scenes, has been for over a month now, trying to negotiate behind the scenes, making all kind of concessions, even to the point, ladies and gentlemen, saying, okay, if you will elect me as Speaker of the House at any time in the future, if there's 5 or more Republicans that want to challenge it, it can bring to a vote on the floor, a no-confidence vote. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a dangerous position to put our leadership in Washington, but nevertheless, that's some of the concessions he's been trying to make. He's about as worthless as the $3 bill from the standpoint of anything we'd call conservatism, and yet he's wanting to lead the Republican Party. Ladies and gentlemen, the Republican Party is not where we need to place our faith and trust. The Socialist Marxist Democratic Party is not where we need to place our faith and trust. We need to continue to faith God and stand on his promises and understand that God is the one that's in control and not man, that God is the one that we need to look to and not government. But ladies and gentlemen, we still see the prevailing problems of 2021, 22 going into 2023, even as I speak today. And number one thing, ladies and gentlemen, that I believe God's going to use this year, and I'm not a prophet nor the son of a prophet, as Amos said in the 7th chapter of the book of Amos, the 14th and 15th verse, but I believe that we're going to find major collapse of the economic base in 2023. I believe we're going to find serious economic failures as we've not seen since 2008 in particular, ladies and gentlemen, under the Obama administration when the economy collapsed. I believe we're going to watch the price of housing dramatically drop. I believe we're going to watch a major exacerbation of employment across America. all of the major financial institutions are already saying that, and yet the Biden administration is rejecting it and saying that's not true. But beyond the financial collapse, and by the way, you can go back to history past, and it's through health and through finances that God usually gets a nation's attention. It's through health and finances that God usually will speak and is heard more clearly than any other methodology God could use. Now, war, true. Enemies coming in, taking possession of the land, yes. But, ladies and gentlemen, it is true that God can get our attention as a people through finances or like thereof and through health or the like thereof more quickly than any other area that's possible. But, ladies and gentlemen, we still face not just the financial dilemma that's hanging over us, but, ladies and gentlemen, we face today with immoral policies of the Biden administration, the sodomite agenda, murder by way of abortion, the push for destroying our nation's youth through transgenderism is still prevalent, still major, and it's being exacerbated each and every day. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that was just the end of the year, December the 29th, says the CDC instructing all school officials to be LGBTQ activists. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me just, before I read any blurbs from the article, since when did the CDC start intervening, telling schools how they should carry out their responsibility in education of our kids in school? But yet that is being done. The CDC, the NIH, and the FDA, ladies and gentlemen, have become the dictatorial arms of this administration that's carrying out the orders of a king and not as a presidential leadership. Ladies and gentlemen, this article states this. The U.S. government is asking all educators to measure their commitment to the leftist ideologies of the LGBTQ movement and is offering ways to help them make sure that they, speaking of the educators, are better allies to the radicals pushing for students to be sexually disoriented. It is the Center for Disease Control that posted online its LGBTQ all-inclusivity in schools and self-assessment tools. The CDC, which lost much of the credibility normally given to a government office through its widely desperate statements during the COVID-19 pandemic, through the publication Pushing Advocacy and Membership in the School's Gay/Straight Alliance, the social transitioning of our children, including the use of facilities of the opposite sex, and decorating classrooms with LGBTQ propaganda. That's being pushed by the CDC for our schools, ladies and gentlemen. This is the reason you know that I've said now for years and years and years, in fact, my bride can tell you, I've said for the past 35 or 40 years, take your kids out of the governmentally controlled schools. And right now, the governmentally controlled schools, that's called public schools, are simply incubators for brainwashing our kids and our grandkids. It's simply incubators for the sexualization of our children. It's incubators for the grooming of our children to submit to the LGBTQ sodomite agenda that's on the horizon that's being pushed today as never before in the history of America. I've said for many, many, many years in different settings, in different venues, in different conversations, if you want to know where America's going, if you want to know where America's going to be 5 years from now, and I've said this using the same terminology for years and years and years in the past, if you want to know where we're going, where we'll be 5 years from now, look at England, look at the UK today. And ladies and gentlemen, at this moment, according to the latest statistical data, about 2% claim to be Christians and stick to the Christian ideals and the biblical values in the UK. That tells us where we're going in America. When you look at what's happening in the UK today, we understand the dissipation of morals and ethics and values on a fast track that's never been seen in America, but it's on the fast track for our nation. And ladies and gentlemen, Rachel Levine, used to be Richard Levine, before he became a she, wears a dress, long hair, and glasses. But it doesn't change, ladies and gentlemen, the dynamics of the biological truth that Rachel Levine is still a man masquerading as a woman. But Rachel Levine, this article says, urges all doctors to go full big brother on sex changes. President Joe Biden's top transgender advocate activist appointee said body altering gender affirming care for people attempting to live as the opposite sex is not in scientific or medical dispute. In other words, Rachel Levine says it's a medical scientific fact, ladies and gentlemen. It's not a dispute, she him says, and is urging doctors to work with big tech companies to effectively help eradicate all such disinformation or misinformation. Rachel Levine, formerly Richard Levine, describes the onslaught of conservative anti-LGBTQ state legislative efforts, which mainly oppose the transgender youth agenda, as dangerous to the public health. Ladies and gentlemen, this witch, if I may be forthright, Dr. Rachel Levine, Undersecretary for Health, Education, and Welfare, ladies and gentlemen, he says that there is a danger when we as conservatives, we as Christians, we as moralists say that it's wrong, it's bad, and it ought not to be done. It's against the Word of God. Says that it is substantial misinformation, disinformation is dangerous to the public health surrounding the issue, and looks to tech giants to partner with health professionals to create a healthier, cleaner informational environment. In other words, it's the push to have further sequestration. It's a push to have further censoring. It's a push to have further shadow banning of all that we say as conservatives and Christians. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about faith to keep standing in 2023, even when we see all of the ills and all the ails and all of the difficulties of 2021, 2020, 2021, 2022, as a result of the COVID lie, we still see these on the horizon. Let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, that telephone is 904-831-0917, 831-0917. Another major issue, ladies and gentlemen, that should cause us to have faith to keep standing in 2023 is the fact that we still have an attack on the fundamental conservative, moral, ethical, Christian values. I'm looking at an article that you would think would have dissipated by now. It's dated January the 2nd. It says pro-Trump MAGA hat is free speech, according to the courts. A teacher who wore a Make America Great Again hat to school was engaging in constitutionally protected free speech, according to the U.S. Appeals Court, as they just ruled. Eric Dodge, the teacher who wore a hat to 2 days of teaching back in 2019 at the school in Washington State, taking it off before entering the building but setting it near him. Caroline Garrett, a principal of one of the schools at Way East Middle School, told Dodge on the first day to use better judgment, end quote. On the second day, she allegedly said, quote, what is the explicative deal with your hat and you? And called the teacher a racist and bigot before telling him to bring his union representative the next day as they spoke. In response to Dodge's lawsuit claiming constitutional violations, Garrett said she was motivated by a desire to prevent disruption to the school, which employed Dodge as a science teacher. But Dodge wearing his hat was speech protected by the United States Constitution's First Amendment. A panel of U.S. Court Appeals said on the Ninth Circuit that it on December the 29th ruling. Principal Garrett asserted that administrative interest in preventing disruption among staff does not, here's what the court said, does not outweigh Dodge, that is the teacher, his right of free speech, end quote. According to the U.S. Circuit Judge Danielle Forrest, writing in the majority opinion. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about those things that were prevailing in 2022. They've not changed because our calendar changed. We're still faced with the prosecution and the persecution of Christians for where we stand, what we believe, and what we see taking place in our nation today. In fact, the First Amendment, ladies and gentlemen, is hanging by a thread, the First Amendment. Our constitutional guarantee of free speech and religious liberties, hanging by a thread. Here's an article that says Democratic senator called out for misinterpreting and misrepresenting the First Amendment. Democratic Senator Ben Cardin of Maryland appeared to backtrack Thursday after he claimed that people who espouse hate speech were not protected by the First Amendment. Quote, if you espouse hate, if you espouse violence, you're not protected under the First Amendment, Cardin said in a clip from the hearing he posted on Twitter on Wednesday. So I think we can be more aggressive in the way that we handle that type of use of the Internet. Our First Amendment is one of the defining jewels of this country, Cardin posted on the 14th with his 14-second video Wednesday. It's not a free pass to spew out rhetoric. The Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression called out Cardin Wednesday evening on Twitter. Quote, there's no hate speech exception to the First Amendment. Free speech is free speech. No such thing as hate speech being counted as unacceptable speech. The Supreme Court has repeatedly held that there's no hate speech exception to our First Amendment. Ladies and gentlemen, that's under attack heavily. And if they can take our First Amendment, that is our religious liberties and our freedom of speech, the next thing will be the Second Amendment. And without the Second Amendment, we cannot protect any of the other amendments in our Bill of Rights. I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom, go over the question or comment, please. Tom, are you there? Well, Tom lost his signal or he hung up. I don't know which. But Tom, you can call back if you're listening. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the faith to keep standing in 2023. Regardless of what is taking place, let me remind you, we need to hang on to our faith and the realization and the recognition that God's still on the throne, that God is still sovereign, that God is still in control. I'm looking at an article here. We're talking about now some of the things we're faced with in 2023 that carried over from 2022, and because our calendar changed, it did not change the issues that we're faced with. We're still faced with, ladies and gentlemen, the immoral political positions of the Biden administration. We're still faced with, ladies and gentlemen, the attack on our freedom of speech. We're still faced with, ladies and gentlemen, the fact that Joe Biden has a no-borders policy that, according to the best estimates, and that's all it could be, for 2022, we had about 5 million for the latter part of 2021 and all of 2022 that came into the United States of America that are illegal. And by the way, those that are on television and radio, major broadcasters, they're being fired now, or sequestered, or quietened, or put on leave if they call them illegals. They simply call them immigrants. We can't say illegals. We can't call them illegal immigrants. We're supposed to have our free speech muzzled and just call them immigrants coming in to America. Ladies and gentlemen, we have judges today that are now sequestering anything that's called free speech. I'm looking at a headline, no counseling against queerness. U.S. judge hammers Christian view. A homosexual federal judge has endorsed a Colorado state LGBTQ agenda point signed into law by a gay governor that imposes viewpoints discrimination on Christian counselors, threatening them with so-called unprofessional conduct charges if they encourage clients who want to rid themselves of same-sex attractions to do just that. Ladies and gentlemen, the new law in the state of Colorado, signed into law by a sodomite judge, introduced to the courts by a sodomite judge and the governor of the state of Colorado now, have joined together in this standpoint that even if a person is in the sodomite lifestyle, he says he wants to get out, a Christian counselor cannot counsel him on how to depend on God, trust God, and to cast off, jettison off his sodomite lifestyle. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the repression. We're watching the persecution and prosecution of Christians today, just as it has been in recent years under the Obama administration, under the Biden administration that's being carried out today. Our Bill of Rights is still in grave danger today, ladies and gentlemen, with free speech. It is on the chopping block today. It's without free speech, ladies and gentlemen, every Christian counselor, every Christian church, every Christian business, every Christian organization, every patriot will stand in grave danger of persecution and prosecution as a result of it. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's some of the things we're still faced with in America. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, the COVID fallout is still very real and relevant. COVID never was, ladies and gentlemen, anything but a plandemic. You can go back to the archives, the documents that I've researched as far back as 2004 and following, where Sir Anthony Fauci, Lord Anthony Fauci, planned and promulgated and pushed until that was done. Ladies and gentlemen, looking at an article that says Pfizer's shots aren't safe and never were shown to be safe. And it's a whole litany of doctors and scientists that are coming forward now. And ladies and gentlemen, I pray that it will be a greater and greater number this year of those that are going to come forward and open their mouths and speak the truth in relationship to what is taking place. But ladies and gentlemen, if you think somehow, some way, the Democrats are finished with the transformation of America, as one writer says, think again. This article reads, according to a story of the New York Times, Democrats have only begun playing defense against Republicans' efforts to curtail voting access and amplify doubts about the legitimacy of the nation's elections. Ladies and gentlemen, it is on the fast track for the Democrats, and I've used this statement in recent broadcasts. Their position is if we can't control it, we're going to burn it down. It is the scorched earth mentality. And ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what I see that we'll be faced with in the United States of America this year. But don't you dare give up. Don't you dare continue and thinking that somehow, some way, it is a hopeless, useless battle. Because, ladies and gentlemen, I believe that we can witness the hand of God as we faith God and keep standing during this year. But I'm looking at an article that I've not heard anybody speak of. It's been on no news. It's not been on any conservative channel or place, but I found it, and it is a breath of fresh air with the potentiality. Listen carefully. It is an article by former Governor Huckabee. Everybody missed it, colon. Bombshell, Huckabee announces Supremes could flip the 2020 election and boot B-double-O-T, Biden. I've not heard anything about it. It's dated January the 2nd, 2023, 8:40 p.m. Former Arkansas governor, Republican presidential candidate Mike Huckabee, published a piece recently calling attention to the case of Brunson versus Adams, set to be heard by the U.S. Supreme Court this week. What the plaintiff appellant Ronald Brunson of Ogden, Utah, and his three brothers seek as nothing less than the removal of President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris from office, urging members of Congress failed to fulfill their constitutional duty on January the 6th, 2021, by not reviewing allegations of fraud in the 2020 presidential election. Sit down, the governor says. I guarantee this Supreme Court story is real, Huckabee wrote. Quote, the Supreme Court has agreed to hear the case that could conceivably, please consider this the long shot, conceivably long shot, overturn the election of 2020. Throw out all the legislators who voted to certify the results and leave them ineligible to run for office ever again, even from the dog catcher down or up. The case is set for oral arguments on Friday, January the 6th, the second anniversary of the Capitol incursion. The argument the Brunson brothers make in their lawsuit is that 388 lawmakers named in their court filing took an oath to support and defend the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Yet they purposely thwarted all efforts to investigate allegations of fraud in the 2020 election, whereupon their enemy was not checked or investigated. Therefore, the respondents adhered to the enemy. The Brunsons recounted in their petition to the U.S. Supreme Court, January the 6th, 2021, the 117th Congress held proceedings and debate in Washington proceedings. This proceeding was for the purpose of counting votes under the 2020 presidential election for the president and vice president of the United States. During the proceedings, over 100 members of the U.S. Congress claimed factual evidence that the said election was rigged. The refusal of respondents to investigate this congressional claim, that is the enemy, is an act of treason and fraud by the respondents. And they go on to talk about how they wanted the courts to overturn the election. Ladies and gentlemen, as Huckabee said, it's a long shot, but it is odd to me, very unusual for me to hear that the Supreme Court's agreed to hear the case. Only God knows the end results. But ladies and gentlemen, we need to continue to stand in faith, believing that God is still on the throne, that God is still watching over his own. Ladies and gentlemen, as we see these things taking place, we need to recognize what we need to do as Christians. It is to, by faith, keep standing. By faith, understand that we can depend on God. I'm looking at the text in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verse 12. Let's back up to verse 10. Finally, my brethren, Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Verse 13 is the key that I want us to hear. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, stand. Ladies and gentlemen, the Apostle Paul, writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God in the Ephesians text, Paul says, put on the whole armor of God. The balance of the text outlines the whole armor of God. But ladies and gentlemen, putting on the whole armor of God is what we should do each and every day as a Christian. And then once we do that, the idea in that 12th and 13th verse is to dig in the heels. Don't run. Don't hide. Don't turn around. Don't apologize, but to dig in our heels and stand. That's what the understanding from the Greek text of standing. Having done all, stand. That is, we pray without ceasing. That is, we go before God and ask God to intervene. That is, we ask God to heal our land, as in 2 Chronicles 7:14, we're confessing our sins, seeking God's face, and asking him to heal our lands. Once we've done that, once we've prayed up, once we've stood up, once we have put on the whole armor of God, we need to dig in our heels and stand. Do not bow, do not bend, do not turn, do not run, but keep on standing. And it goes back to an Old Testament text, ladies and gentlemen, that I close with in this broadcast today. In Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, in the 5th and 6th verse, trust, that means the faith, confidence, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not on thine own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that is a challenge for today. I believe we need to put on the whole armor of God and faith him, and continue to stand in 2023, regardless of what takes place in relationship to the economy, regardless of what takes place with the Marxist media, regardless of what happens in Washington with those of the globalists that want to destroy the Constitutional Republic, regardless of what takes place in relationship to the economy, regardless of what takes place with the continued hearings and the refusal to hear on the origin of COVID and what COVID is doing and the killing of people, we need to continue to stand. But we need to lean not on our own understanding. That is, we can't fathom it. We cannot depend on what we believe. We cannot depend on what we think. Lean not on thine own understanding, but in all of our ways. The word way there means bent, leaning, direction. In all of our directions, we need to depend on the Lord. Trust in him and allow him to direct our paths. Ladies and gentlemen, it's dark, but as Dr. Adrian Rogers said back in the 70s, it's gloriously dark. Because we are nearing every day closer and closer with the rapture of the church, when God will suddenly snatch us out of this old world. We're going to be with him. But we're still in the world, and as citizens in the world, we have dual citizenship, citizenship of this world and citizenship in heaven. And so, ladies and gentlemen, that citizenship in heaven, we need to trust in him and depend upon him and know that he's still on the throne. We need to, ladies and gentlemen, I go back to the title of the broadcast today. We need to have the faith to keep on standing in 2023, looking unto him, the author and the finisher of our faith. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air when once again we'll face the issues.
First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.